Welcome everyone to the Aurora Planning Commission. It is 7 p.m. on Tuesday, December 5, 2023. Would the recorder call the roll?
Chairman Joseph Schaefer.
Here.
Commissioner Bud Fossey.
Here.
Commissioner Jonathan Gibson.
Here.
Commissioner Bill Grell.
Here.
Commissioner Craig McNamara.
Here.
Commissioner Tyler, or Jim Stewart.
Here.
And Commissioner Tyler Musters.
Here.
Okay, as always, consent agenda first. We have our minutes from last month. Are there any comments on those? Corrections? Embellishments? Then we'll take a motion.
Motion to accept the minutes from last meeting.
Second.
We have a motion from Meskers, a second from Fawcett. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Next item is number four, our visitor section. I see we have a couple of visitors tonight.
So I looked back on a couple of the meetings where you guys talked about extending our hours.
Mm-hmm.
Super appreciative of. But I was wondering, I didn't see anything about extending our opening hours potentially.
Right, and we stopped in. I don't know if anybody told you.
Yeah, Jessica told me that you stopped in.
I stopped in. It was quite an experience. They don't use baggies anymore.
Did you stagger up?
No, but it was quite an experience. So, yes, I didn't catch her name, but the woman who was working there said, hey, you know, we'd also like to open at 9 in the morning instead of 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that may be in our packet tonight. I'm not sure. Did it make it? Is Kurt not with us?
Kurt is not with us,
no. Okay. So, so again, I'll just back up. I stopped in one night a couple weeks ago and just chatted up the person who was working there and said, hey, you know, thanks for your patience. We're looking at extending the hours. They said, hey, you know, things are busy here on, especially on the weekend mornings with the pub now open for breakfast and such. And, you know, we'd like to open at 9. And so I said, great, you know, I'll bring it back to the group. I'm all in favor. And anyone think that's a problem?
I'm in favor of start longer hours.
Okay, so we'll move that from 9 in the morning till 10 at night then.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to check in about that because I didn't see it anymore. Awesome.
Yeah, we're creeping along slowly.
No, that's totally fine. Yeah, appreciate it.
Okay.
It's been great.
And it looks like things are going well. I mean, yeah. I see people coming in and out of there all the time.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Yeah, the reason I feel like, you know, some people do like to be there at less busy times in the morning or whatnot. And
right.
We've been, yeah, a lot busier lately. So there's harder to find a time, honestly.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And the amount of people, like, I'm there, you know, before we open in the morning, the amount of people that, you know, knock on the door, you know, probably between 9 and 10 is, you know, most of the time they just get in their car and go to Green Planet because they're open already.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, it's a pretty safe community. You can leave your door unlocked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
I'm going to check in with you guys about that.
Yeah, it'll be official in, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months, maybe.
Yeah, no, he was telling me. Stuart kind of explained the timeline. So we're all ready for that, hopefully. Yeah. Summer,
okay.
Summertime is usually when I would probably like to extend hours anyways. So.
Okay. Well, we should absolutely be.
Yeah, based on hearing the planning and the council,
yeah,
the two readings are for the ordinance and 30 days to codification may.
We'll get there.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Okay.
Thank you
guys.
Yep. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Item five, no correspondence. Item six, no new business. Item seven, hearings, no hearings. So, old business, airport land use update. Stuart put in the packet some slides from the meeting of the Aviation Board, which is 7th, which is Thursday. Of particular note, they are participating in a, Department of Aviation is participating in a program at DLCD where they're kind of dusting off the state agency land use coordination program. That meeting is the 12th. And I had some email with the DLCD people about that. Also, the DLCD people have not heard anything specific about ODAV getting their agency coordination program certified. You may remember that was an issue in the 2012 master plan case. So no news on that, but at least they're sort of acknowledging that land use exists and they're starting to look at it. And then there's a bullet point there about checking with the DOJ to make sure they're kosher on that. And suffice it to say, I think they could use some assistance. So any questions on that, those slides from that meeting on Thursday? Anything you want to add, Bill? Okay, the next is the EOA, Economic Opportunities Analysis, Technical Advisory Process, and the Visioning Process, which translates to meetings. I had a call with a consultant, Jerry Johnson, last week, and laid out a schedule for some of the key events, which I haven't typed up yet, but I want to type it up and get it to you. I didn't obviously get it done for tonight's meeting, but I want to for next week's city council meeting. The first deliverable for the consultant is the trends memo, which is just an analysis of economic development trends in the sort of concentric circles, you know, local, regional, bigger. And that we have penciled in for the middle of February. On the technical advisory committee, we've got a plan for 3 meetings, the first one in early January, second one in late February, third one in late March. Again, the technical advisory committee is about the technicalities of economic development programs. So the people on the committee are Camby's economic development person and Marion County's economic development person and Wilsonville's economic development person. We reached out to Woodburn. Renata said thanks, but no thanks. We've invited DLCD and a couple other people whose names slip my mind right now. But that'll be a coalition of the willing. This is not something that's required by the state administrative rules, but it's a little something extra that we've decided to do and the city decided to do, city council decided to do, to revise the contract to, you know, add a little more for the consultant for that purpose. I think it's an excellent opportunity for outreach to our, you know, surrounding governments and other agencies like Business Oregon who are involved in economic development. So hopefully we'll get some, you know, good suggestions from those folks and get the good word out there. We have economic opportunities here. The first deliverable for us, meaning myself and Kurt, our planner, is the inventory of employment lands. So this is going to be a large spreadsheet of every property in the city and in the UGB that is zoned for commercial or industrial land. And it basically looks at the properties with an eye towards seeing whether they can take more. So if it's vacant, okay, for example, the Hellhake property is vacant and it's been cleared, and my understanding is it's been cleaned up vis-a-vis DEQ, and it's flat, but it's under contract. So it's on 99 on the west side of 99 before you get to the post office, before you get to the new storage place.
That's where the old car rigging area was.
Exactly. some of the other properties on the west side of 99 closer to town are vacant, but, you know, geez, they're awfully steep. So they're not likely to, you know, provide a lot of employment opportunity. And then obviously most of our historic commercial district is built.
What about the field next to me?
The field next to you. Yeah, that'll be on.
That should be on, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just zone commercial, I know that.
Correct. Yeah. So it'll be, it's not just, hey, what's available. It's a list of every property. So that'll be sort of our first in-house product. The list itself is due any day now from COG, and then I'll work with them on filling it out. And certainly, you know, it's an iterative thing, and we will, you know, provide it to the commission and probably to the city council, and maybe Stuart can get it up on the website. So anybody can, you know, chime in and tell us, no, you know, that property has been sold, or that one's available, or that building's about to fall down. So yes, that property is ripe for redevelopment, that sort of thing. Just so you know, as a metric, just a real general rule for commercial property, it might be true for residential, I'm not sure, but if the value of the building gets to be less than the value of the dirt, it's considered ripe for redevelopment. And whether that's a scrape off, or, you know, somebody puts a lot of money into the existing building like they did with the old general store, you know, that doesn't specify. Other dates, we want to have an open house for the public, which will be in early March, in theory at our March meeting. And then in terms of hearings, tentatively, we've got the Planning Commission hearing penciled in for May, the City Council hearing penciled in for June, and then the Marion County Board of Commissioners hearing penciled in for July or August. We'll see. So that's sort of the basic schedule. Any questions, comments?
What's your goal in terms of finalizing the thing?
You mean in terms of schedule?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's the whole EOA. When do you think that it will be?
I think end of next summer.
End of next summer?
Yeah. Because as we go through the hearings, you know, people will want to make changes and so forth and so on. And they say, well, you know, policy 12 says X, and we want it to say X, Y, and Z. And, you know, so end of next summer, I think, is reasonable.
So the gears of government are moving a little faster.
Well, you know, I'm not going to promise, but that seems feasible. I mean, the big, you know, it's really up to how decisive the council is. If there's a consensus, and they, you know, I mean, they're the policymakers. So we provide the data, and Jerry, you know, the consultant provides the data. And then if the council has a consensus and decisive, you know, then it might go a little quicker. If the council is not, then, you know, it could extend indefinitely. Okay. Other airport land use stuff generally. Got a big hearing in Marion County Circuit Court on the Church Camp case January 5. Still nothing from the Court of Appeals on the master plan case that's sitting there. And no news that I've heard on the new master plan. Jonathan, was there a PAM meeting last month?
There was.
And
on the 16th.
Okay.
And let's see, pretty much the same discussion relative to controllers, the shortage of controllers.
Yeah.
And it was a moment I thought was kind of interesting. Bruce Bennett read your letter about the technical committee.
Oh, right. The TAC advisory committee.
Yeah. Especially the sentence about annexing the airport into the city. He did that with a completely straight face.
Okay. And how did the crowd react?
Not a peep. Okay. It was really kind of unusual, I thought.
Yeah.
But
cries of outrage.
No.
So by letter, I assume you mean that email that I sent to him and
yeah.
A long list of other people
yes.
Invited him to participate in the committee.
Yes.
Bruce has recently assumed the directorship or president or whatever leadership of PAM, which is the particular reason I invited him. And he has agreed to join, which is encouraging. Okay. Any other airport questions? I got a big stack of about 3,000 documents on Friday. If anyone wants to read them, there's some interesting things in there. Nothing earth shattering.
Should have marked the envelope, not at this address.
Well, these are documents that I asked for. So,
Joseph, have you copied on that letter, just in case anybody's asking? I don't think I've seen a copy of it, but I might have missed it somewhere. If you wanted to flip a copy this direction in case anybody's like asking about it.
Okay.
But if I should maybe just proactively send them to you and let you.
Yeah, if anyone's asking, just shoot it to me.
Okay.
I'm keeping a file of all the docs.
Sure.
Because we need to have a land use record. And so Kurt's helping with that. We haven't set up a formal land use file. I think I should probably ask him to do that. Now that you mention it.
Yeah, just so that is a natural, logical, like.
Yeah, should have a file number. And the city should be an applicant, you know, for a legislative. We should do that. I'm going to make a note of that. Okay, on the code amendments, the new things, we have the marijuana opening at 9 in the morning, and then we had a fence issue arise. They're putting up a chain link fence with barbed wire in the gateway, which was a surprise, and Kurt's looking into that, but I...
Is this the storage thing?
Yeah. So we're proposing now, if you look on the back of this sheet, it's got some about a third of the way down, some bold italics, barbed wire fencing, whether on top or a fence or a wall or other use is prohibited. Personally, I don't think barbed wire is appropriate in the gateway or any place besides an industrial zone. Does anyone feel differently?
Yeah.
Are you looking for something?
I'm looking at the map. I just want to see what the industrial zone is right behind it.
Yeah, industrial zone is a dark gray.
Yeah.
So is the chocolate factory in the industrial zone?
Not quite.
Borderline.
No, it's
not sure.
Wherever other way is. This is where the chocolate factory is.
Do they have barbed wire?
No, I was just wondering how.
I don't think
how
so.
It looked. I haven't seen it, so.
Storage place.
I haven't seen the barbed wire around the storage
place. Yeah, I saw the chain link, but I didn't realize that there was barbed wire on it. Yeah.
Right.
It's there to keep the people doing bad stuff.
Those cut through.
It looks nice. I didn't see the blood line. You're doing a great job.
On my storage, you know, the i5 was broken into 3 times.
Yeah. I know the U-Haul place gets
nailed.
That's why we got there.
Yeah. A little further down.
I don't have any objection to it. Yeah. I'm waiting in the barbed wire. I don't think it's appropriate.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
I would choose not, but I don't have a problem with it either. I don't think the barbed wire is needed, but are there any other alternatives that we can suggest to them?
Well, you know, they've got cameras and lighting and so forth and so on.
Automatic whip.
You know, better locks and stuff. I don't know.
Cameras that don't, things like that. Yeah.
You know, they're in a pretty good spot vis-a-vis, you know, visibility, but I haven't frankly looked at their layout to think, okay, you know, obviously there's visibility for some of the units from the road, but are there some, is the layout such that, you know, some of the units are invisible? And, but in any case, you know, it's our job to say what's appropriate where, and I know many jurisdictions only allow it in industrial zones. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like we would be.
Yeah,
unusual.
Historic district doesn't allow chain
link. Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, Jim and I still need to write up the.
Here's the section that I found. I think everybody's got a copy of this. It's the only place I found in the code that had any reference to stormwater.
Okay.
And basically, it says it follows the state. Well, the interesting thing is, this thing from Clackamas County is the state, basically, is the state regs.
Yeah.
So I don't see why we can't just pop it right in here. We're into this section.
This is, yeah, this is, I'm
1632.020. Might have to modify the wording a little bit on this so that it becomes inclusive.
Yeah, I'm makes sense to me that this is the place to put it. Any other comments on that? Okay. So that's on us. We really got to do it.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Okay, other questions or comments on the code? Okay. That's all we have on the agenda. Anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, we will adjourn at 7:20. Quick one.
Let's take a record.